Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to train.
To me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world. Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley, you used to strengthen me, I don't deserve your love. Tender mercy, not for your grace. Where would I stand amazed?
I stand amazed at your
grace.
I stand amazed at your grace.
Amazing.
Come on, say, I said. your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be your name, God. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we enter in this morning, oh God, trusting and believing, Father God. Oh, Lord, for your guidance and your protection right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, O Lord. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, as you that have kept us all day yesterday through the night and right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God, and every breath that we take, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this service. Touch every heart and mind right now, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And let your sheep know, hallelujah, your voice, Father God. And Heavenly Father, and we are one of your sheep. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us, oh God, to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we know your voice. Hallelujah. We will not ask you any other voice but yours. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your presence this morning, oh Lord, for your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of this morning. My Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will help us, oh God, hallelujah, to discern what that is evil, what that is good, oh God. For the world, oh God, is trying to deceive those to believe in that good, that evil is good and good is evil. But we decree and declare right now, Father God, that we have a spirit of discernment that coming from you, and we will not, hallelujah, be tempted. Hallelujah, we will not be fooled. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, oh God, that we have your spirit, oh God, that's operating in us, that we have the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, have your way right now. Heavenly Father, we pray, oh God, for everyone that's here in service on today and their household and those that they love and concerned about. Amen. My God, my God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would forgive us, oh God, for all of our sins and our iniquities and trespassing and transgressions, sins of commission, sins of omission, and any other sins, oh Lord. Sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, division, divination, doubt, envy, false burdens, self-righteousness, self-lust, fears, fornication, threatening, giving offense, and gossip, greed, guilt, hard-heartedness, heaviness, hatred, hardiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, intolerance, irritation, jealousy, judgmental, laboring, and lavishes, legalism, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, lust of mind, lying, manipulation, misbelief, murder, plotting, presumptuous pride, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, oh God, sexual idolatry, rudeness, sexual impurity, oh Lord, self-centeredness, oh God, self-criticalness, self-analysis, self-pity, shame, slander, struggling, taking offense, tension, unbelief, uncleanness, undermining, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, worry, worldly, wickedness, witchcraft, mischief, perfectionism, frustration, addiction, dependency, murmuring, complaining, vigilance, all unrighteousness, oh God, and any unknown sin according to Psalm 19 and 12. Heavenly Father, we repent for all these sins and we ask you for forgiveness of each of these sins, oh God, known and unknown to us, oh God. All our iniquities and trespasses and transgressions, and to cover them with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we ask you to do this right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we ask that you move mighty on this call today, oh God, on this line in the name of Jesus Christ of love, because we come to be changed on today, oh Lord. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh God. Change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you, oh God. We come casting out our cares and fears and burdens out this day, oh God. Whatever it is, oh Lord, we leave it at your feet right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we pick up the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding, not the peace of this world, oh God, but your peace, and we thank you, oh God, for your peace. Lord, we're thankful for this day. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, oh God. And those that believe in you, oh God, for all things, amen. For we know with man that will fall, oh God, it will come to nothing but you, oh God, and all things are possible. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh Lord, we're thankful for the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior. For the blood of Jesus protects us, it cleanses us, it heals us, it delivers us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us, it justifies us, and makes all things new. Oh Lord, we thank you for the blood that reaches us. Oh Lord, wherever we are, we thank you, Lord God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God, that does all things for sale. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we should bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind right now all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind them in our presence right now, and everyone that's on the line today, and everyone that we're concerned about and love them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I loose them where Jesus sends them, and I bind them and command them to stay there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes right now, according to Acts 12:7. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our home. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all the countries of our home. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of all those who enter into our homes and who enter our homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, and thank you, Lord God, for our homes and the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, our God, we thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful, oh God, that your word is true and it's established in the heavens, according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your angels, hallelujah, and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and according to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household is saved, according to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness that is important to us. According to 1 Corinthians 5:21, Lord, we are so thankful. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord. Hallelujah. According to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word. According to John 17:17, thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Hallelujah. We can't take your love, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in every battle. And every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge parts of God to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. When it's harvest time, that we will harvest. Hallelujah. The harvest. Amen. And we will not lose the harvest. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that the men and women are wanting nothing again. And we just want to say, thank you, oh God. We thank you for the God for helping us on today. We thank you, oh God, for the help that's on the way and your ever presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, that we can ask for whatever we will. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition we ask for. Thank you, oh God, for the provision that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, hallelujah, for your divine prosperity right now. Thank you for your healing, past, present, and future, as you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, oh God, for the help us. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you, Lord God, for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the
grace, the animal water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the rivers, and all of the other wonderful things you created for us. Yet we so often take for granted. Oh, Lord, we just want to say praise God. Hallelujah for your name, God. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rules of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on each of us the whole armor of God right now, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Amen. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, that we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 10-13. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1-27. So we shall prevail. Because the battle is not ours, but yours, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that we can declare that right now in the land of the living that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, we thank you that you've created us a clean heart, that you renewed the right spirit within us, that you made all things pass away, hallelujah, and all things are new. That you didn't cast us away from your presence and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us. When we served you, how for your mercy endure forever. We thank you that you restored us to the joy of your salvation, O Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, your joy is our strength and we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. My Lord, my God, Heavenly Father, we ask that you honor our steps. According to Psalm 37-23, we acknowledge you, Father, precious Jesus and precious Holy Spirit in all our ways, according to Proverbs 3-6. We acknowledge you, Jesus, as Lord over all our ways and everything we do. We will do it heartedly, according to Colossians 3-23, listening to your spirit and rejoicing as we do it for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have your promise. Yes, you will direct our path, according to Proverbs 4-18. We will not lean to our own understanding, go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit with all our heart, and we only believe our path is directed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, help the highest. Everybody wants to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and seek on the harvest time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, help us to keep right hearts, O God, and to hear and hear according to Proverbs 20:12, O God, give us wisdom, hallelujah, to use you to win your people to your kingdom, O God. Lead us to them, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and let your word be our mouth, oh God, to give to your children, oh God, that we will not speak in error, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will be led by your Holy Spirit and no other spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare victory on today. No matter what we're going through, we decree and declare that we are victorious through Christ Jesus, the one who saves us, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, hallelujah, let us recognize you as Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours, amen. And when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. And through the rivers, so they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us, according to Isaiah 43:1-2. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God, according to Isaiah 41:10. We will wait upon you, Lord, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, according to Isaiah 40:31. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great wealth multitude. Amen. The battle's not ours, but yours, according to 2 Chronicles 20:15. We will honor you on our side, and we thank you. Therefore, we will fear no man, according to Psalm 118:6. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit will lift up a strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, against him, according to Isaiah 59:19, you do not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, hallelujah, of love, and a sound mind. And we thank you, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, greater is Jesus in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil force, power, principality, and rules of darkness, spiritual wickedness, Satan, those under him. Greater is Jesus in us than the devil in this world. According to 1 John 4:4, greater is Jesus in us than any, hallelujah, of all our circumstances, of all our reasons. Amen. Yes, Lord, we struggle to you, Jesus. We cry out to you, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. According to explanation for it. You have created all things, and for your pleasure, by your will, they are and were created and continue to exist today. You are worthy to receive glory, and we give it to you right now. You are worthy to receive honor, and we give it to you right now. You are worthy, oh God, and all the powers, hallelujah. According to Revelation 4 and 11, to you belong the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. According to Matthew 6 and 13, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, move, move, move right now, God. Anything that's out of you, oh God, let it be cut off right now. We come against every hindering spirit in service today. We come against every spirit of rebellion. We come against every spirit of fear, shame, guilt, condemnation. We come against every fighting spirit, every spirit of gossip, of greed. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression. Hallelujah. We come against every suicide spirit, homosexual spirit. We come against every spirit of gluttony. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion right now. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, virus, inflammation. We come against every spirit operating in us or on this line or in our bloodline. Hallelujah. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and destroy every stronghold, soul tie, strong man right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Break, hallelujah. Anything that's been over our minds, amen, to cause us to operate outside of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, let our thoughts, be erased. Go back here and die right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to be known and born right now. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, let us see with new eyes. Oh God, hear with new ears. Speak with new words, oh God, that we're blessed and not cursed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, cause our backs to not speak words that will tear each other down, but words that will build each other up. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the fruit of your spirit and roots, amen, and manifest in our action, oh God. That's how you that will be a praise and glory unto you, oh God, all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let it be a washing of today, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We cast all our burdens and every burden that's on the line today at your feet, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your yoke is easy. Your yoke is light. Have your way, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the goodness of the Lord operates through and about our lives, that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and that we are brought from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches of our home. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that's on the line today. Hallelujah. That we're blessed in our going out and coming in. We say we're traveling grace and mercy for those of us that were on the road now and those that we'll be traveling on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ for every vehicle that we may enter into a form of transportation as a guide or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every highway, every airway, and every water we may cross, every building we may enter into, where our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now. And we decree and declare that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for it all. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to Sunday morning service. Amen. Can you hear us? Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday morning service. Pastor Manny, are you there? Can you hear? Welcome, everyone. I'm not sure if you all can hear me. If you can hear me, press 1, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday morning service. Okay, you all can hear. Good, good, good. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to see everybody here in Sunday service. I'm glad you all can hear. I wasn't sure. I wasn't getting any feedback here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank God for everyone here in Sunday service. It's good to see everyone here. Evangelist Kimberly, welcome. God bless you. Welcome, Brother Joel. God bless you and your family. Amen. Minister Lauren Green and Sister Connie Northern, everyone else here, and Sister Dillard. God bless you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a pleasure and honor. We just thank God for the opportunity to be here one more time, knowing that God is able, that God has kept us. Didn't have to do it, but he did. We thank God for every breath that we've taken, every beat of our heart. We know someone that took their last breath on today, this morning, before this call, who planned on being here today, but we thank God that God has kept us. So much is going on in the world, you all. We have so much to be grateful for. I was watching something online the other day. We're in China. They had a flood. People lost their lives. Lives are being lost in Germany. It's so much that's going on. Lives are being lost here in Houston, Texas, around the world, day in and day out. But and while we're sleeping, while we're being protected, many people are going through. So we have so much to be thankful for, no matter what your situation is, your finances, your relationships, your work. God is still able to do all that he said he did. He stands on his promises. So amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. If it's your first time here with us, if you're a guest, we want to personally welcome you and pray for you today. So if you're press one, hallelujah. If it's your first time here with us at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, we want to personally welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Brother Joel, I see we have you here in service. Do you have a phone for us today?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I'm just so glad y'all. Do y'all want the song now?
Oh, yes, go ahead. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. I'm just so glad to be back with y'all again. I tell you, God has been so good to me and my family. You know, I just thank everybody for the prayers. You know, when they say when the blessing goes, listen, when the prayer go up, the blessing come down. And I'm just so happy to be with y'all and do what I do, you know. I'm gonna do a little song, you know, it's not fast, it's a little slow song that I'm gonna do that I love to do. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come. Be not dismayed when man don't believe you. He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life, and the battle is won. Care this old step of this old cross of redemption. He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Misunderstood, the Savior or the sinner hung on the cross. He was God, only Son. Oh, I can hear him calling his Father in heaven. Said, this is not my will. This is not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary and the battle has been won. Carry this old staff of this old cross of redemption. He will understand. How many know that today? He will understand and say, well done. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. That was such a beautiful song. Amen. Breaking every chain with that song. So just God would understand. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Once again, thank you so much. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all, we're going to be prepared to take our communion at this time. So you can grab your things and we're going to go right on in. Today we're going to have Minister Learn Green is going to bring the word. Hallelujah. We're looking so forward to the message on today. Allow God to use him mighty. And I know he's ready to deliver that word. So as you all, let's get ready to prepare to take our communion at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. Oh, yeah, of course, Shantai. Thank you, Lord.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart presence fills this room. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word says, bring him to me, bring him to Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this opportunity to enter a community. We're going to do a little bit different this Sunday, you all. I'll be leading communion, so we're going to go according to scripture today.
Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14-20, the Bible said, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. He took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may take the bread now and eat. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. You may take the cup and you may drink. Amen. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. With thanksgiving, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood. Amen. We thank God for the blood, you all. We're going to have one song selection, and we'll be right back with our very own minister, Learn Green, who will be bringing the preach word on today. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Be getting ready. Minister Learn, you'll be coming right up here right after this song. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were
yeah.
we thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God, and what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. Give God our praise, glory. And at this time, you all, we'll get ready for the preach word from Minister Learn Green from Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. You all get ready. Prepare your heart tonight. I introduce to you our brother, our friend, the son of Sister Connie Northern. Amen. Man of God, father, son, brother. Amen. Anointed by God. You all get ready. I introduce to you Minister Learn Green. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Green.
Amen. Amen. I'm just so glad and so thankful to be with you on this morning. And I just want to stop to say to thank Pastor Dorsey Manning and Sister Tominico Manning for this opportunity. And I feel the love from the both of you. I'm just so grateful and thankful. I have never seen such great love like this in a long time. In a long time. So we're going to go right into the word today. The word is coming from Psalms 150 and 6. Psalms 150 and 6, the 150 number of Psalms in the 6th verse. Amen.
Amen.
It says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This message today, I'm going to be talking about worshiping God and getting closer to God, and also about the hard place. Sometimes we can be in a hard place, or sometimes we can even be in a dry place where you feel alone, where you feel left out. And I want to deal with that on today. I can't just deal with one part and don't deal with the other part. The author nearly have been attributed to King David. Other names include Solomon, Moses, Asaph, Ethan, and the sons of Korah. Many Psalms don't mention an author. It is believed to be written between 1400 B.C. to 500 B.C. It was also known as the Ancient Jewish Songs Book. Showcases prayers, praise, and even complaints to God. One of the things I want to share with you on this morning is that God often seeks a worshiper. David was a worshiper. An appraiser. Are you an appraiser?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask yourself the question, am I an appraiser? The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people.
Mm-hmm.
When you're appraising God and getting closer to God, and the Bible says that where two or three touching and agreeing, God will be in the midst. I look forward to Sunday service. Amen. That is the highlight of my week. They say Sunday is the start of the week. That is the highlight of my week.
Amen.
God inhabits the praise of his people. Oftentimes, the devil will try to steal your joy.
Amen.
And the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And many times that the enemy would try to come at you through the person that's closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It could be a loved one. Amen. We love them, but sometimes the enemy would try to come at you through them. sometimes things will come upon you that will try to stress you or depress you. What I want to tell you today is that you're human.
Oh.
Amen. And there are going to be times where you're going to feel depressed.
Jesus.
But I want you to know that depression is anger turned on yourself.
My Lord.
You are angry because why is this happening to me? How come I can't fix this problem? That is, when depression comes, that's anger turned on yourself. You want to fix the problem. Don't you fix it. Let God fix it.
Amen.
Amen. And God is bigger than any problem that you could ever have.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes you're in the valley. Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. He said, walk through the valley. He didn't say, unpack and stay in.
Mama.
Walk through the valley. And David found comfort in that rod and in that staff that God had gave him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That rod can be symbolized as the word of God. We'll find great comfort in God's word.
Amen.
The subject on today is put a praise on it.
Amen.
Put a praise on it. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
Get a favorite gospel song. Amen. And pray it and play it. Download it onto your phone or your computer or your laptop or your tablet. Play that song until the joy comes. Play that song until your spirit is uplifted. Amen. Or you can even sing it. One of the things I do is I keep a song in my heart. Many times a song will come to me, and that is my answer for the day. Oh, he says that everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Spend time with God daily.
Yes, sir.
How would you feel if the only time someone came to you is when they wanted something?
My Lord.
Come to God for God.
Mama.
Come to God to be in his presence, to adore him, to worship him, to love him. God already knows
Amen.
Your problem.
Amen.
You saying that God is waiting on, you saying that you waiting on God. God is waiting on you.
My God. Amen.
Sometimes we come to God and we are broken. Amen. Something can come upon us and we feel broken inside. The Bible says that a broken, contrite spirit, God will not despise. God will not hold that against you for being broken. Amen.
Amen.
If you come to God and you are broken, God will bless you even in that brokenness. He'll put you back together.
Jesus.
You say, God, this thing I'm going through is hurting me. This thing is hard on me. But you know what? God will put you back together. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we're going through different suffering. Jesus understands. Because the Bible says that in all points, he was tempted like as we. Jesus experienced rejection. Amen.
Amen.
They said that this man is a gluttonous man and a wine bibber and hangeth out with sinners. Jesus even went to his hometown to do ministry and to preach and to teach, and he marveled because very few miracles he could do there. He said, where is a prophet without honor? Among his own kindred, his own family. One thing that will help you is that you will continue to have a deep compassion for other believers and not believers. Keep a positive and a good attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Continue to be merciful to all those around you. In the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you're going through a battle with your health, I want to turn to this one. Turn with me to James, the 5th chapter. James, the 5th chapter, the 14th and the 16th verse.
Amen. Very familiar passage of Scripture.
Amen. And it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Here it is. Confess your faults one to another, and pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's two P's, prayer and praise. When you don't feel like praising, you're not going to feel like praising all the time, but when you don't feel like praising, start praying. When you can't get the prayer out, start praising. Two P's, they work together. And we confess our faults. Amen.
Amen.
Fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
Confess your faults one to another and said, and pray that you yourself might be healed. So sometimes, if you can just start praying for other people, God answer your prayers.
Amen.
If you start thinking about others, God will turn your situation around.
Amen.
Don't wait
Amen.
Until the battle is over. Shout now.
Amen.
One of the things I want you to know about healing. Healing sometimes are gradual, but miracles are instant.
Amen.
Amen. Keep praising God. Keep praising God. Keep thanking God. When you can see even a little progress, give God the praise. Put a praise on it.
Amen.
Celebrate your victories. Amen. When you have a victory, whether it be big or small, celebrate even your small victories. I mean, down to the smallest blessing that you possibly have received. Give God the praise.
Amen.
If you go somewhere and you're trying to get to the store and you press for time and it's only one parking spot left and you just managed to pull in there, thank God for that one parking spot.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
If you go into the store and you really need this item and you really, really need this item and you go into the store, and that's the last item left, and you got to thank God for it. If you wake up in the morning and you might not be feeling 100%, but as you begin to praise God and as you begin to go through your day, you start feeling a little bit better, thank God for that.
Yes, Lord.
Put a praise on it.
Yes, Lord.
Put a praise on it. The Bible says, make a joyful noise, in Psalms 101, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. somebody might say, well, it don't take all that. I heard a preacher say it's going to take all that and some more with it. If you was at a ball game, you would be cheering for your team. What about when you come to service? Do you cheer for God?
No.
It's nothing wrong with enjoying these things. But what about God? Praise on it. I understand that some people praise God in different ways. Some rock back and forth. Some clap their hands. Some pat a foot. Some sing and shout. Some even praise him in a dance. Some praise him with their instruments. However God put it on your heart, give him the praise.
Amen.
You never stop breathing, right? You should never stop praising.
No.
There's going to be some times where you don't feel like praising. But like I said before, there are two P's, prayer and praise. Amen. Somebody
Amen.
Say, well, I praise God every day. Then you're on the right track.
I praise God every day. Amen.
You're on the right track. That's confirmation. Keep praising him.
Jesus.
My heart desire from this message today is to urge you, go deeper in your praise.
Yes, Lord.
Go deeper in your worship. Go
yes,
deeper
Lord.
In your studies. Put
yes,
a praise
Lord.
On it.
My.
When praises go up, blessings come
yes.
down.
Mm-hmm.
When
Amen.
Praises go up, healing comes down.
Mm-hmm.
When praises go up, deliverance
Lord.
Come down.
Lord.
Put a praise on. We must strive to be obedient.
Yes.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Jesus.
The Bible says that if you are willing and obedient, you will have the good of the land. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 18, quench not the spirit. Let go and let God have his way.
Amen.
Let God breathe on you and give you a fresh anointing. Spend more time with God. Some yokes can only be broken by fasting and prayer.
Amen.
Amen. If you cannot give up food, give up something. Give up TV or computer or smartphone for a while. And spend that time with God. Some prayer, some power. No prayer, no power. More
Mama.
Prayer, more power with God. Start your day with God and end your day with God. Try not to end your day angry. Amen.
Mama.
The Bible says, be angry and sin not. In other
yes,
words,
Lord.
God will not judge you for being angry, but he'll judge you if you sin while you're angry.
Jesus.
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yes, Lord.
Get closer to God.
Yes, Lord.
James 4, 7 and 8, it says, I'm going to turn to it. You don't have to turn to it. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, flee from you.
Yes, Lord.
The only way you can resist the devil is you got to submit to God. Once you submit to God, God gives you the Holy Spirit, and then you're able to resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Here's the part I want to get to. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Get closer to God.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Put a praise on it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Half of what we go through is not for us. It allows us to go through different things so that we can be able to minister to others.
Yes, Lord.
One of the things you'll find so unique is that when you're ministering to somebody and they start telling you what they're going through, you have been through the exact same thing or a similar type situation.
Mm.
And you're able
yes,
to minister to them and help pull them up. We are living epistles read of men. People are going to read you before they read the Bible.
My Lord.
Another reason why we go through different things is God is growing us. He's stretching us. I like what Dominica Manning said today. She said, don't come here and leave the same way you came.
Yes,
in other
Lord.
Words, we have to grow. Amen. Either
Amen.
We can allow God to help grow us, or we'll really go through something that will stretch us. What are things that will help
Lord.
Us if we stop complaining? Somebody is in a worse shape than you are. The children of Israel wandered around in the desert 40 years because they kept murmuring and complaining. God does not like murmurs.
Jesus.
It took them 40 years to make a 3-day journey. And he only allowed the ones 20 years old and younger and Joshua and Caleb to go into the promised land. Because the other ones murmured and complained. God brought them out of Egypt. But Egypt was still in there. Are you still in Egypt? Put a praise on it.
My Lord.
I'm almost there. Put a praise on it. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God can solve it.
Jesus.
If it never rained in my life, I wouldn't be able to appreciate the sunset, the sunshine. So
Jesus.
Even when we miss the mark, God will restore us back to him.
Amen.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes,
I don't know
Lord.
About you, but I don't want nothing to separate me from God. Sin
Amen.
Separates me from God. I like to stay in a constant fellowship with God. Jesus was always in constant fellowship with the Father.
Yes,
he kept
Lord.
A constant relationship with him when he was here on earth, talking
My Lord.
To the Father. Put a praise on it.
Amen.
God is bigger than anything we can ever face.
Jesus.
God promises to never to leave us nor forsake us. He didn't promise us that it would be easy, but he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus said that in the world you shall have tribulation. Here it is. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. One of my favorite things I'm going to share with you, and I'm about to approach a close. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. In other words, the word abide means to remain and stay. if you remain and stay in Jesus, God will work
your
situation. God will fix it for you. You see, Jesus has the master plan. He has the master plan for your life.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
As I approach a close, put a praise on it. If your problem is financial,
Jesus,
all you got to do is pray over your offering. And remember,
Mama,
what the word says. He said, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. In Malachi.
Jesus.
Put your tithes in offering. And I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive.
Yes, Lord.
If your problem is you need a healing in your life, all you got to do is do some more. Amen. And anoint yourself. And pray over yourself. And when you pray, believe that you're healed. In the book of Isaiah, he says that by his stripes, we're healed. Amen. Just have faith. And believe.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
As we look at Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise
yes,
God
Lord.
In his sanctuary. Praise
yes,
him
God.
In the firmament of his power.
Yes.
Praise him
yes,
for
Lord.
His mighty act. Praise
yes,
him
Lord.
According to his expectations. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the prosperity at heart. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the
yes,
high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord.
Yes,
and as I
yes,
fall in love with God again, stop being mad at God.
Wow.
Remember when you were first got saved and you was on fire for God and you loved God and you loved his word. Fall in love with God again. Amen. I'm
proud. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Name is Mr. Green. We pray right now in Jesus' name. All that you poured out of your virtue and left your body there be restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you and your family. And perfect peace all the days of your life. May your latter days be blessed greater than your beginning. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Everything that has been, praise the Lord. Put a praise on it. Amen. To my very own minister, Lynn Green, out of Chicago. We thank God for you. Out of Illinois. God bless you. At this time, the doors of the church are open. If there's one today, there'll be one. Press one right now. Hallelujah. You decide today, you know what? I don't want to be a sinner no more. I want to change. We invite you in right now. Pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. God is waiting on you. Amen. As Minister Green said today, you say you're waiting on God and God is waiting on you. My Lord, my God. If there be one on today, if you strayed away and you say, you know what, I want to get back to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Again, come on, press one today. Everyone that needs prayer, if you're sick in your body, your loved ones, and you're going through some things in your marriage or on your job or whatever it is, let us pray. For the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Let us pray for you, with you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you don't have a church home and you're looking for a church home, well, we're here. We hear the love on you. We have the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. There's no distance in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you in. Press one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. If you're listening in today, and hallelujah, you didn't press one, but, you know, some of us don't want to be afraid of being heard. Hallelujah. But say this prayer right where you are. Say it with me today and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord and Savior. I confess that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins, and I repent for my sins. And I choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins on the cross at Calvary. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, and died on the cross at Calvary for me and the sins of all others. I believe that after 3 days he was raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is alive today. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to be my Savior. I receive you now as my Lord and as my Savior with all of my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is my King and my God and the Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive in me, and I declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you pray that prayer of salvation, receive it, so shall it be unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. I thank you all once again. Thank you, Minister Lane Green, for the word today. Put a praise on it. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our offering. Amen. We're trying to continue to pray for Pastor Manny as he had to leave service on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to take our offerings right now, and we'll send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. You have offering a tithe for today. Amen. If you have another way you want to send your tithes over here to us at the Gospel Public Ministry, just give us a call, you all. I'll get that number for you. I give it out on Sundays, but let me grab that number. I don't know in my heart. That number is 484-740-5075, which is our direct phone number. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. So let us take out, receive our tithes and offerings. That's at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. Amen. Just thanking God for this opportunity again for the preacher word that went forth. Put a praise on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is able, you all. No matter what we're going through, we can, even if you feel like you can't pray, and you know, just thank God. Just be in the midst of thanking and break that. Break whatever the enemy is trying to put over you. Hallelujah. And just praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us take our tithes and offerings. Did Jesus make us an emissary for your kingdom? Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring, hallelujah, much fruit, oh God, to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us, oh God. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity, hallelujah, and faith. Help us appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we thank you, oh God. Oh, let us give, oh God, it will be given unto us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all that gave today and all that purpose and heart to give. Amen. And God bless you. Restore your stewardship to the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to have our announcements today, and I'll be giving those announcements. Amen. Today is July the 25th, 2021, at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, Senior Pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, and Pastor Manning. Amen. The announcements are followed Monday at 9 p.m. We have our intercessory prayer. Our prayer line is 732-434-2510. On Wednesdays, we have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 p.m. Here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Invite someone, you all, to come out to Bible study. Really have a good time in Bible study, a time to slow down and learn and break down the scripture, amen, and apply it, amen. Application, life application is so important. It's not just to read the word, to hear the word,
but to do the word, become doers of the word of God. Amen. And then on Saturdays, we have our lead teachers, you all, at 12 noon. Amen. This past Saturday, we weren't able to have them, you all. I had an emergency procedure, so I wasn't able to be on, but we thank God for restoration and for healing and restoration. Amen. And then we're here Sunday at 10 a.m. and our Sunday morning service. Today, we will not be having our 2 o'clock service. So if you planned on being at 2 o'clock, we will not be on at 2 o'clock. But we normally do have our 2 o'clock service. So at this time, Pastor Lenny is not feeling well. So we're trusting God that he'll be back on next Sunday at 2. Amen. God bless all. You all be blessed. And if there's anybody that's celebrating your birthday this month, happy birthday to all our July birthday babies. Amen. If you're celebrating a wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to bless your marriage. May he grow you in love, peace, and patience, and prosperity, and all that you do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless all. God keep you. May God strengthen you. At this time, we're going to have our pastor's blessing, and then I'll be giving our benediction on today. Amen. We bless you all here to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. Amen. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, you all put a praise on it. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, God is able to bring you out of every situation, knowing that God is still God. Amen. Almighty God, all Father God, Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. There's nothing that God cannot do if you trust him. But first, you got to give it all over to him. Again, like Minister Green said, while you're waiting on God, God is waiting on you to trust him. Hallelujah. For it all. Hallelujah. In everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God. Put a praise on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, Minister Green, thank you for that word, that powerful word. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. I thank God for everyone. Continue to pray for us, you all. Pray the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that good shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all have a blessed Sunday in the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, put a praise on it. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, one time,
one time. Yeah.